Now, Donald Trump may have hoped that the partial publication of the Mueller report and, of course, his repeated insistence, despite a great deal of evidence to the contrary that he'd been fully exonerated, would draw a line under the whole thing. But it's fair to say Democrats in Congress are unwilling to let this go. Key figures in the Trump White House, past and present, are being, shall we say, less than cooperative. Now, former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a subpoena to testify to a House committee. Well, we're joined now by Monocle's America's editor-at-large, Ed Stocker. Ed, McGahn witnessed repeated attempts by Donald Trump to obstruct the Russia investigation, told Robert Mueller all about it, but has suddenly become shy.
Exactly. He sort of skipped town, as it were, by refusing to show up in front of the House Judiciary Committee today, as expected. Donald Trump has made it perfectly clear that he isn't going to comply with all these subpoenas. And in fact, he's even taken to Twitter about 8 minutes ago.
I'm just looking at it now.
So to say that he allowed, Don McGahn to go ahead and speak to Mueller, even though he could have, I guess, disallowed it with presidential privilege, saying that he spoke to him for over 30 hours. I've no idea if that's true or not. But, the reason why Don McGahn is so important, really, for Democrats is that they kind of sniff a whiff of potential crime having been committed and an obstruction of justice in the fact that McGahn was the one, as you mentioned, who told Robert Mueller that in June of 2017 he had been asked or given the power by Donald Trump to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, which he refused to then do. When the New York Times subsequently broke a story about that ordered firing, Donald Trump then asked him to deny it publicly, which again he refused to do. So obviously the Democrats want to get him in front of a committee in order to question him. But, as we've seen before, this whole thing has become so politicized and so messy that, Republicans are claiming that it's just a tool being used by Democrats. And, obviously Democrats are wanting to sort of try and probe even further into, the actions of Donald Trump. And we've seen, there's a battle not only over this. We've seen the fact that, there's a battle to get hold of Donald Trump's financial records, which, again, is not happening. And actually, not so long before we came on air, we've seen that there's been another issuance of two more subpoenas from that same judicial committee in the House of Representatives, this time for Hope Hicks, who is a former advisor to Donald Trump. You may remember one of his favorites, really, when she was on his staff. And also Annie Donaldson, who was a deputy counsel again to Donald Trump. So we'll have to see what happens with this. We've already seen the mess over not just Don McGahn, but also obviously the Attorney General William Barr, the fact that he having appeared before the Senate again didn't appear before the House Judiciary Committee, claiming that there was a dispute over the line of questioning, the fact that as well as the members of the committee, lawyers were also going to be present and potentially going to cross-examine him. So we've seen two key figures, and obviously with the latest developments, the fact that two more people have been called before the same committee, we'll have to see very closely what happens and if, again, Donald Trump orders them not to present themselves, as it were, before the committee. And really, what sort of legal wranglings we're going to see is really, in many ways, the sort of very core of almost American democracy, and the checks and balances that it's for so long sort of used are being called into question.
Well, indeed, Trump has said that the Constitution gives personal aides to the president an absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. Now, I'm assuming that not everybody shares that interpretation of the Constitution. And some people in this committee have said that they're willing to take it to court if necessary to try and force it through. But as you said, at the core of this is that issue of to what extent does Congress have the power to hold the president to account? And what can Congress do if the president just refuses to be held to account?
Exactly. I mean, like you say, it's opened up all these sorts of legal wranglings, and the fact that, you know, in the past, largely, you know, a subpoena was, you know, adhered to, and people did show up, and the fact that this has suddenly been thrown out the window does call into question. You know, we're having media and experts sort of analysing different types of, you know, contempt, from inherent to criminal to civil. The last time Congress actually, you know, went ahead and arrested someone was back in 1934. So I think there's probably not much chance they'd be able to do that or even get away with that. They tend to transfer, the process, as it were, to a court once it gets to this stage. But, you know, even if that is the case, we don't really know what will happen. What can they do? How long will it, A, be held up in the courts? And will it actually get anywhere? Will it get thrown out? Will this idea of executive privilege save the people who are closest to Donald Trump? Some people saying that they might be able to fine some of these people, but that seems like a bit of a weak instrument, really, when you're trying to get such important facts out of these people. And then, you know, at the same time, beyond all of this, you have the fact that the Democrats are kind of divided over the right line to take. There is, you know, from several polls that have been taken, the widespread belief that the American public, has sort of believed in a lot of what the Mueller report said. And obviously it could affect what happens in 2020. There's some fear in Democratic quarters that if they were to push too far and to go for a sort of impeachment, that it may backfire on them. It may tap into Donald Trump's narrative, and it may mean that the tide of public opinion that has begun to tilt more towards Democrats, one might argue, may again swing back towards Republicans. But having said all of that, we have seen some voices in the last few days who have just grown fed up with this sort of throwing out the window of sort of protocol in the refusal to adhere to these subpoenas. And there's a growing chorus amongst some Democrats that, you know, impeachment really is the way forward. And obviously you also have Republican Justin Amash, who came out, the first Republican really to break ranks and say that Donald Trump needs to be impeached. I think tomorrow will be an extremely key day, because Nancy Pelosi, who of course is the highest ranking Democrat, is having a meeting with her Democratic caucus tomorrow. We know that she's against impeachment, but, you know, it's likely that there will be, and she will face a growing chorus, from people within that caucus to move in the direction of impeachment.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens with that. Then, Ed Stocker, thank you very much. You're listening to Monocle 24.